how quickly can sin set in your life? In 1 Samuel 18, when the spear incident doesn't work, Saul tries to have David killed by sending him into war on 3 different occasions. Every move that Saul makes in this chapter, the underlying intention is that David would be killed. So what are we to learn from this? We are to learn that, but by the grace of God, there go I. None of us are really above this. We all know what it's like to be jealous. We know what it's like to be when we do not get credit that we think we deserve, or when someone else supposedly steals our thunder. We're all extremely too familiar with all of this, and me especially. I'm a deeply prideful, arrogant person. And we need to see the depths of the sewer that sin will try to drag us into. A simple song sung by some women kicked this whole thing off, which turns Saul into manipulating and conniving and scheming every way he knows how in order to snuff out David. And here's the lesson. Don't play with sin. Don't give sin any quarter in your life. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." How quickly can sinfulness set in and begin to do damage and harden your heart? One day, one moment is all it takes, and sin will take all it can. And what we are to see and understand here is that this has happened in the life of Saul. He has consistently rebelled against God's word. And here in verse 10, we see God removing a protective hand off of Saul's life so that it spirals down the vortex of sin. If you don't want that to happen to you, repent today and begin fighting against your own sin. As you pray today, please remember Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember, the Jirai Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Vietnam and Cambodia.